In the fall of 1940, Jack, at the age of 23, was among the first slated for induction into the U.S. Army. Because he was enrolled at Stanford for 1940-41, where he planned to study business for a graduate degree, he was not to be called until the end of the academic year. His colon, stomach, and back problems, however, promised to give him an easy out. But Jack wanted to serve. He remained uncertain about a career. Thoughts of attending law school did not excite him. A stint in the military seemed like a challenging alternative, especially alongside a desire not to let Joe Jr., who was becoming a Navy pilot, outshine him. When, in 1941, Jack failed the physical exams for admission to first the Army's and then the Navy's officer candidate schools, he turned to his father to pull strings on his behalf. Only a denial of his medical history would allow him to pass muster, and he was able to ensure this through Captain Alan Kirk, his father's formal naval attaché at the American Embassy in London and current head of the Office of Naval Intelligence in Washington, D.C. The Board of Medical Examiners miraculously gave Jack a clean bill of health. Reading the report of his exam, one would think he never had a serious physical problem in his life. Jack entered the Navy in October 1941 as an ensign and immediately went to the Foreign Intelligence Branch of the Office of Naval Intelligence, ONI, in Washington. He became a paper pusher, collating and summarizing reports from overseas stations for distribution in ONI bulletins. In July 1942, the Navy granted Jack's request for sea duty and instructed him to attend midshipman school at a branch of Northwestern University in Chicago. There he underwent the training that was producing the 60-day wonders, the junior naval officers slated for combat.